Welcome back to Fostering Faith. I am going to be your host, Tracy Foster, for this episode. And it was such a sad week, a eye-opening week last week. And as we are all kind of just like going through, you know, situations, and we have the media and we have this and we have that. It was such a It's been such a good week, just as we can see the outpouring of God moving in our youth and in the nation, and what he is doing to the hearts and minds and allowing people to just cry out to him. And so in this episode, we want to talk about something that is going to maybe cut to the heart. We live in a world where everybody's got their own opinion about what we should do, how should we act, what we should wear, what we believe. And if we're not careful, we'll spend our whole lives trying to please people. But the Bible makes it really clear. Our aim, our calling, our purpose is to please God and not man. And today we're going to be diving into 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 to see what Paul says about it. How the enemy tries to trap us, and how we can live as citizens of heaven, even when people here on earth don't always approve. And so our scripture for today is 1 Thessalonians 2:4, and it says, But we live and have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so that we speak not to please man, but to please God, who tests our heart. That right there is a mic drop. I mean, Paul says, look, I'm not living for applause. I'm not living for likes. I'm not living for man's approval. I've already been approved by God, and that's enough. And notice, he tries to do it with heart. He says, God tests your heart, meaning it's not about just people see on the outside. It's about your motives on the inside. You could look for like a holy Instagram, and you could sound so spiritual in prayer, but your heart is seeking man's applause more than God's. Paul says that you've missed it. And that's the hard truth, but it's a freeing truth. And so we had, had a new patient come in and, you know, went through everything, and he was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so glad that I picked you. He was just like, I heard that you were like tough. And he was like, you're so kind. And he was like, I think that you're going to get to the bottom of what I need. And I said, yes. I said, I'm not for everybody. I don't beat around the bush. I said, we talk about all the things. And I said, people want what they want, and I'm not going to give you what you want. I'm going to give you what you need. And I said, you know, if it's a conversation, if it's a medication, if it's a supplement, I mean, if it's a punch in the face, I mean, spiritually, I mean, it's done with love, because I don't want to see a brother and sister in Christ living in a way that is not scriptural. And so we talk about those things, and he was just like, I'm so glad that you're religious. And I was just like, oh, wait, no, I'm not religious. I am a follower of Christ. I'm not religious, but I do love and appreciate my relationship with Christ. And I said, I am not here to please people. I used to be a huge people pleaser. I wanted everyone to like me. And it was just like exhausting, literally exhausting. And I couldn't do it anymore. Like, it was just so like daunting. And one of my mentors growing up, he said that you have to lay your head on the pillow tonight and know that you gave 110%. And I can't make people do anything. I can't make people listen. And it was just like, I will give you all the information that you need to know to be successful. If you don't want to see another person, or you don't want to get this lab, and you don't want to do this, and you don't want to do that, I can't make you do it. But this is what I would like to do to help solve the problem. And I turned into my scripture this morning. I'm just walking through kind of the New Testament chapter by chapter. And that's what he brought me to this morning, was that 1 Thessalonians. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, you are just so good to me. Like, just knowing that he was in the room yesterday, listening to the conversation. And then I turned into scripture this morning, and it was just like, it was just right there. I was like, shut your face. That is so great. I just love you. Like, you're so good to me. And so as we go into the trap of people pleasing, and let's be real, the enemy loves to use people pleasing as a trap. Why? Because it wears you out. You can't please everybody, and don't try. You are not going to do it. You're just not. You can be someone's tea and then you can be someone's iced coffee. I mean, it literally is. You're not going to please everyone. One person wants you bold. Another person wants you quiet. One wants you compassionate. One wants you strong. One claps for you. The other one cancels you. And if you let the world dictate your worth, you'll never know peace. And so we have Proverbs 29:25 that warns us, the fear of man lies in a snare, but whoever trusts the Lord is safe. That's safe. That's biblical safe. Isn't that powerful? Fear of man is a trap. That's like walking in quicksand. You think that you're gaining ground, but you're really sinking. And trusting in the Lord, that's where safety is found. That's where identity is found. That's where confidence is found. And we are not citizens of earth, we're citizens of heaven. And Paul reminds us in Philippians that we are citizens of heaven. Philippians 3:20. And that means your passport doesn't say United States first. It doesn't say Italy. It doesn't say Mexico. It says heaven. And that's our true home. We're here temporarily, but our roots are eternal. And as citizens of heaven, we're not always going to look normal to people. They're going to judge us. And remember, we are set apart. We are set apart as children of the Most High. And so sometimes people won't understand your decisions. Some people won't understand why you believe in the Bible. They won't understand your values. They won't understand why you live differently. And guess what? That's okay. That's okay because we're not meant to blend in. We were meant to stand out. And so now I understand that you're like, yeah, I don't fit in. I don't get it. Like, I just want to fit in. I just want to be like them. No, you were not meant to just blend in. You were meant to shine. And so here's some practical ways. How do we actually live out as people who pleases God first? One, check your motives. Ask yourself, am I doing this for the applause or obedience? Am I posting this to glorify Jesus or glorify me? Check your heart. But also check it in prayer because He will check you. I pray it all the time. Check my heart, check my eyes, check my family's heart. My friend's heart. I mean, if you're a friend of mine, you are prayed for. It's just you cover your friends in prayers. And if you have any concerns over your friends, you pray for them. You pray for them. Have God check their heart. He will illuminate things that and you don't even have to have the conversation with them. They will feel some type of way. And it is just a way for you just to be a loving, endearing friend. And you don't even have to mention it to them. But know that your friends are covered in prayer. And two, stay in the world. You can't know what pleases God if you're not reading His word. Romans 12:2 says, don't conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. And then you will know God's will. You have to read scripture. You have to know what it says. He says, write it on your heart. And that is the best thing because if the devil is willing to go after Jesus, please know that you are a snack to him. And what did he come to Jesus with? Scripture. But what did Jesus fight him back with? Scripture. So please know that the enemy knows the word better than you do. And so that's why it's so important to be in your word, to study your word, and just for God's, for the Holy Spirit just to illuminate it. But you have to want to read it. You have to want to know God. You have to know, what scripture says, because the enemy will twist it just a little bit and you're like, oh, is that true? And I mean, that's how he deceived Adam and Eve. He twisted it. Did he really say that? No, actually he didn't. And you took it out of context. Let me tell you what that actually means. And it's because you actually spent time in scripture. Three, be gentle and kind. Now listen, not pleasing man doesn't mean being harsh. It doesn't mean beating people over the head with a Bible. No, Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 2:7 that he and his team were gentle among them, like nursing mothers taking care of their own children. that's tender, that's kind. We can be unshakable in truth, but gentle in tone. Now, am I always gentle and kind? In my mind, I am, but some people think that I am real rough and I have a stare that will just eat through your soul. And I'm working on that. Am I perfect? No. Is my heart posture right? Am I trying to be better? Am I trying? But it's just an urgency. Like, because I'm so excited and passionate and just love all the things. So do I try to be gentler and kind? Absolutely. Do I get real passionate and kind of irritated at times? Absolutely. And that's something that I will probably work on until I die. And 4, expect opposition. If you are living for heaven, don't be surprised when earth pushes back. Jesus said in John 15:18, if the world hates me, it will hate you. And that's not meant to scare us. It's meant to prepare us. He literally tells you what's going to happen. Opposition is confirmation that you're on the right path. And so, yes. And so that can be taken like, you know, oh, they're, you know, whatever. Make sure that what you're fighting for is biblically based. Make sure that you have talked to somebody. Make sure that your theology is well rooted and that you've been talking to other people, that you are looking for what is actually said in scripture and not taking it out of context. So make sure that you're in community, because theology by yourself isn't probably a great idea. So make sure that you're talking and making sure that your theology is good before you stand your ground on something that is that opposite. And so we have the enemy schemes. You've got to be recognized the enemy schemes. He wants to exhaust you, chasing approval that you'll never catch. It's a carrot. It's a dangling carrot. He wants you to be watered down, compromise truth so people will like you. He wants you distracted, scrolling for validation instead of listening to God's voice. But in Ephesians 6, it tells us that put on the armor of God. That means when the enemy whispers, you need approval. We answer with truth. I'm already approved by God through Christ Jesus. And when he says, you're not enough, we answer, I'm chosen, I'm holy, and I'm dearly loved, because it's written in Colossians 3:12. And it says, they don't like if you want to take a stand. We respond, I'd rather stand with God and be judged by man than stand by man and be judged by God. And so I hope this encourages you that we are not seeking the approval of man, that we are seeking the approval of God. So friends, let me encourage you. Don't fall into the trap. Don't waste your energy living for likes. Don't shrink back from the calling that God has placed on your life because you're afraid someone won't approve. You're not called to be a people pleaser. You're called to be a God pleaser. And when you live that way, it might not always make you popular, but it'll make you faithful. And Paul said in Galatians 1:10, I am now seeking the approval of man or God, or am I trying to please man? And if I was still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. And so today, walk in the freedom. Live as citizens of heaven and please the Lord first. And let his smile over your life matter more than anyone else's opinion. And so, if this encouraged you, inspired you, share it. Send it to a friend. Leave us a review. Leave us a comment. And we would love to pray for you. And so, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these listeners. Thank you that we are going to be rooted in your word. Thank you for the opportunity to spend time with you. Thank you for that time to cry out in prayer. Thank you that you are writing the words of scripture on our heart. Thank you that we are going to be pleasing to you. Thank you that you're searching our heart. Thank you that you're searching our mind. Thank you that you're searching our soul. Thank you that we are going to be men and women of God and not of this earth. Thank you for an opportunity to be citizens of heaven. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So thank you so much for tuning in to Fostering Faith. If this encouraged you, share it with a friend. And remember, you're not of this world. You are a child of God, approved, loved. Keep your eyes on him and keep fostering your faith. Have an amazing week. We love you guys.